Turning to world news now, and Syrian forces have launched a major offensive on the rebel-held town of Qusair near the Lebanese border. 52 people were reportedly killed, including 48 fighters, three women and a male civilian. Laurie Iracci has more.
The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Syrian government's shelling and air raids on Qusair on Sunday left more than 50 dead. About 20 houses were destroyed and a field hospital damaged last week left the only medical center in town unable to handle all of the 400 wounded. Qusair lies between Damascus and the Mediterranean coast. Many rebel fighters are Sunni Muslims, and the majority Sunni town of Qusair had been serving as a conduit for shipments of weapons and supplies smuggled from Lebanon. While the rebels control large areas in Syria's north and east, Syrian troops have held control of Damascus, the coastal area, and parts of Aleppo. Before Sunday's offensive, Qusair had been ringed for several weeks by Syrian troops and fighters from the Lebanese militia Hezbollah, which are allies with the Syrian government. In the meantime, the international community is looking ahead to a conference on bringing an end to Syria's 26-month-old bloody conflict. Key parties include the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, and China. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the meeting could possibly take place in early June. Despite its stated commitment to peace, Russia reportedly delivered anti-ship cruise missiles to Syria last week. Russia is a key ally and arms supplier of the Syrian regime, along with Iran. The UN said last week the death toll in Syria has reached at least 80,000 since the conflict began in March 2011. I'm Laurie Iracci.